You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Revolution Rock, and I am your host, Trevor Goodwin. Thanks for tuning in today. Kind of have a lot of stuff that I want to play today, so we'll see. I'm going to try and move fast. I guess to start off, I got just a collection of three songs. I won't say all over the place, but I got The Smiths, The Strokes, and then The Ramones. Three acts that are definitely all coming from different angles. But I think these three songs tie together, at least in a thematic sense. Yes, I thought it was interesting bringing together three different artists into kind of just a little trio that work together, and they're also great songs, so that's a bonus. This first one is This Charming Man by The Smiths.
Come on, hug me, yeah.
That was just I Want to Be Your Boyfriend by the Ramones off their first album. I don't know, a sound I don't think many people are used to hearing from the Ramones. That I don't think they're known for their love songs, that's for sure. So the next song I wanted to play, actually this will be the case for a few of the songs I'm playing today. It is the original of... version of a song that became much more well known due to a cover. In this case, the cover was by Santana, which is a great song and very popular, but I don't know. I think the more I've listened to the song, I think the more I've come to appreciate it even more than a Santana song. It's just got this energy to it that I really enjoy, and I think I might play more of this this type of salsa or sort of Latino music in the future. But yeah, really good song. It is Oye Como Va by Tito Puente.
Thank you.
All right, that was just Oye Como Va by Tito Puente. Really fun song. Next I have a few blues songs that I want to play. There's kind of an interesting relation between them. There's five that I wanted to play. I go play them in chronological order from the dates that they were released, and it's kind of interesting. You see an element of kind of like call and response, not even within the songs, obviously, but also between songs, which I found interesting. I wanted to kind of highlight that. For instance, I'm going to play Muddy Waters' song called Hoochie Coochie Man, which was then not so much a cover, but again, kind of a response called I'm a Man by Bo Diddley came out a little after that, which follows in similar patterns and melodies. And that's another example of a song that became a lot more famous for its cover. I think I've played that on here before, I'm a Man by Spencer Davis Group. Yeah, and then a little after that came Manish Boy by Muddy Waters again, which was a play off of I'm a Man, which was a play off of Muddy Waters' song. I'm not going to play all three. That might be a little much, but I will play Hoochie Coochie Man and then I'm a Man. And then, I had Backdoor Man by Howlin' Wolf, really great song. Again, came more famous as a cover from The Doors off of their first album. And kind of to bookend that, those three songs, I have two versions of the same song. The first, the song is called How Blue Can You Get, also sometimes called Downhearted. First version was released by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers back in 1949, and then B.B. King did a very popular version in 64. So yeah, I was gonna play both of those. Kind of just going for just exploring how blues has kind of built off itself and plays off of each other, and kind of that call and response theme. So, first one, again, is How Blue Can You Get by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers.
Baby, I've been so downhearted ever since the day we met. I've been so downhearted ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get? You're so evil when I'm with you. Baby, you're so jealous when we're apart. Baby, you're so evil when I'm with you. Baby, you're so jealous when we're apart. Just how blue can you get? Well, the answer is here in my heart. Thank you. little country mansion. You said it was just a shack. Then I bought you a brand new Ford. You said I want a Cadillac. Well, I bought you a $10 dinner. You said it was just a snack. Then I gave you 7 children. Now you want to give them back. I've been so downhearted ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get?
A gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls, lead me by my hand, then the world will know, the hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.
When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. A-N, Maine. All you pretty women, stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. Spell M A going back down to Kansas to bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N Main. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him A N.
you a brand new Ford. You said I want a Cadillac. I bought you a $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children.
All right, that was just How Blue Can You Get by B.B. King. I think it was interesting listening to that and then the original version in close succession. You can clearly see kind of the progression of at least Chicago blues through those few songs. The first one by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, it really had more of a jazz vibe to it, which I guess makes sense because it's back from 1949, and I guess blues hadn't really taken off yet. Kind of like a Mose Allison vibe off of that, actually. So anyway, next few songs, it's definitely gonna take a turn. I'm gonna play two songs, which are a little more psychedelic, a lot more psychedelic, and they're a little out there, at least the first one. I have Paper House off of the album Tago Mago, I'm not exactly sure, by Can, a German krautrock band of, I guess that's redundant, a krautrock band of the 70s. This album is really interesting. Came out 71 or 72, I'm not entirely sure. And it's really kind of a psychedelic, it really has an interesting sound to it. And this is probably one of the better songs on there, actually. I really like one song on that album, but it is 18 minutes long, so I've figured I wouldn't subject anyone to that. And then after that, I have a song off of Tame Impala's album Lunarism called Apocalypse Dreams. Really interesting song and kind of psychedelic in a similar way. They kind of, Paper House kind of ends abruptly, so it'll kind of be transitioning pretty seamlessly, I hope, into Apocalypse Dreams. So it'll be interesting to see how these two songs kind of meld into each other and work together. I thought it might be an interesting kind of experiment to play them with each other. They're almost 40 years apart. Well, actually, yeah, exactly 40 years apart in their release. And yeah, I think there's there's some similarities between them that it'll be interesting to listen to. So this is Paper House by Can. That was just Apocalypse Dreams by Tame Impala. A song before that, Paper House by Can. I don't know, I was getting some real like Apocalypse Now vibes from it. It was pretty eerie. Alright, so I have one more song that I wanted to play before I go. It's a long one. It's a live recording. By Jimmy Smith, the jazz musician, who's actually from where I live. He was born in Pottstown, which is basically 5 minutes from where I live. And yeah, this is a really, really cool and vibrant jazz song, to say the least. Yeah, it's very, it's Sag Shooting His Arrow is the name. And thanks for listening, and tune in next week. This is Jimmy Smith.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2.
A big one? What do you want?
What? I don't know. What are you asking me for?
Yeah, and one.
All right, thank you very much. We'd like to do could I have your attention out there a minute, please? God damn it. Right. We're going to do a Sagittarian wrote a tune for me, and he told me to do something with it. Uh-oh, we got a Sag in the house, right? Right. This is a cute little thing he wrote a poem to, and it's called... God, what the hell? Sagittarians and poems. No, slow down, Sag. Anyway, I'll give you a name later. We hope you like it. This is the original thing, and I forgot the name of it. I didn't bring it with me anyhow. Anyhow. Thank you.